How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
La Navidad llegó a The Home Depot. Encuentra el arbolito perfecto en nuestra enorme variedad de estilos, formas y tamaños. Como el arbolito fácil de armar Jackson Noble, con ramas preiluminadas, en un 2x3 lo tienes listo para decorar. O el Starry Light Flocked, con más de 1,900 ramas preiluminadas de alambre con memoria que mantienen su forma para que esté listo en cuanto sale de la caja. Encuentra el arbolito perfecto para tu espíritu navideño en The Home Depot. Haces más, logras más.
I brought my agent to my show at the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slob!
Oh yeah.
Welcome back to Slobs. It's Monday again. It's always Monday, really, when you think about it. We're here. We're missing Laura. She's on a phone call.
And guess what? If there's one thing you got to know about me. I don't have any patience.
What? You?
I know. I've got none. If I got something to do, got something on my mind, also hungry, need my chicken, I need my rice, I need my spinach, very hungry
Didn't
now.
Didn't have enough protein before you came in.
Didn't have enough before I came in. The dog's got to piss. She refused to piss before I left the house. There's a lot going on here.
There's always a lot going on.
There's always something. I have stuff to do. I have videos I got to edit. I got posts I got to do. You know, it's...
Life is an emergency for Steph.
I'm always on the go.
Yeah.
Go. And there's nothing going on, really.
She's a busy...
I have two shows tonight. I got to go to West Side. It's too much. It's far out. I got to go home.
That's called anxiety. Is what that
no,
is.
It's called... I'm a scheduled gal. I got stuff to do. Four emails I forgot to send this morning.
Emails are a lot.
Got to edit a podcast clip. I got lots to do.
There's so much to do. It's never ending. And I feel like there's so much behind the scenes that goes into so much that we do. And,
yeah.
You know.
Nobody realizes.
No.
Editing a video, it takes a long time.
It takes so long, especially for Steph, because it's got to be perfect.
Shut up.
Yeah, because she cares about what she looks like. I'll throw up a security camera that I've dubbed over. Like, no, this is what I'm saying here. They didn't pick up the audio, but I just wanted a clip. And then I'm like, I don't know why it's not doing well. It's like, because it looks like a burglary, not a stand-up clip.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's easy but tedious.
Yes.
The editing of clips. It adds up when you're trying to do one every day. You do one every day.
I try, not every day, but also like if I do, I have a character one. I haven't done a character in a few days, so I need to do a character situation. Those take
a lot of setup.
Fucking long. Yeah, they're big setups. Yeah.
People don't think about you see a 30-second, 1-minute clip, and that was hours of someone's time.
Hours. It's not so much the filming. The filming takes me like maybe half hour if I'm really pushing it, but the editing will take me 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, you got to get through all the footage. It's a whole fucking thing. It's a whole thing.
But this is what I want. I want to bring this up. So I went to a punk show last night. I like to be cool. I like to be young, to be happy, to be punk when I was a kid. Here I am.
You still got a mullet. You're living punk. You have a center nose ring.
A septum. Thank you so much.
I don't know what it's called. I was like, what is this called?
No. Septum. I got to change it now.
Oh, I've noticed.
Fix it. It looks like a pinky nose.
You're like a little bull.
I'm a little bull.
That's bull.
That's bull. That's a big bull. That's not a little bull. That's a big bull.
It's a big old bull.
that's what my family calls me. The old bull.
The old head.
Here she comes.
From America. Here comes the old bull. What the fuck? Wait, okay.
Bill Bull.
Thank you.
thank you, Bill Burr, for changing my whole
Bull
life.
Burr.
Bull. So I went, my buddy Dave Ross.
Yeah, love him. Love him.
Love him to bits. Got us back, got us VIP. So his friend is in a Canadian band, The Flatliners.
Wow.
Apparently he's a fan of mine. Very attractive. Did have a wedding ring. Off-putting, but
well,
still
let me tell you something about musicians. They are not faithful.
No. As I was watching him sing, he was like turning me on so much because I'm like, I've always wanted to date a musician.
I would say don't. I'd say fuck a musician, probably one without a wedding ring, so at least you don't know for sure they have someone. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
and then wrap it up. Get out of here. Wrap it up.
But if we saw, I missed the opening band, Bad Cop, which sucks because they're women. And then they recognized me on the way in. They're like, you're the girl from Netflix. And I'm like, what? Then I felt pissed that I fucking missed them.
Well, if they're the opener, maybe they're local. Maybe they'll do another show. Let's go.
Yeah, no, we need to go.
I want to see Bad Cop.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What a great name.
For like five women, they're fucking awesome as hell, too.
Yeah.
And then Good Riddance was the second band. And I remember seeing Good Riddance years ago when I used to like, go to like Lollapalooza and stuff, and like not Lollapalooza. What's it called? The punk one, Warped Tour. Yes.
Good Riddance. All I know is isn't that the Green Day song? Good Riddance.
I think is that one.
Another turning part of the road. That's all. I know. Which is not that band. It's just.
It's not the band.
It's old women going Good Riddance.
And then they play it, and it's their graduation. It was funny because. When you're younger, these guys are like in their 30s, 40s, but now these guys are getting up there. They're old geezers.
Oh yeah, I follow Bowling for Soup on Instagram, and I'm like, someone's gonna throw out a hip here.
Oh, I started laughing because I have to do it. I was also so high because I'm like, we're not drinking, so I'm like trying
getting
to like
high out of your mind,
high out of my mind. So the lead singer was like trying to get into it. So he was like. You know, they're usually like rocking out. So he was like, ooh. And then immediately, he was like, and then we just go back to singing. So I'm like, he's going to put his back at like one of the guitarists. We kept being like, he's going to have a heart attack. He was beat red. Like, it's like, you can't do what you used to do. You're old now.
No. And the people who go crazy for, I mean, like I've seen, I think it's Cage the Elephant. They'll like climb the side rafters and stuff.
Oh, nuts.
Or like the guy from New Politics. I saw them and he's like our age. He's not up there yet, but like there was the floor level where people party, you know, are like rocking out on the floor. And then it was a smaller venue and there was just an upstairs balcony where you could stand over. He went up to the balcony and jumped from the balcony.
Oh my.
And I was like, you're going to break your
body. No, you're going to break your fucking body. Also, I hate when people crowd surf. It's so annoying. But I was also looking at the crowd because it's an older. So Hot Water Music was the headliners. So this guy from the Flatliners now in this band. And he was like the lead singer. Ooh, old. Old,
oh, I thought you were going to say it's hot. I was like,
no, he was hot as hell.
I was like, old guy, a little salt and pepper?
Oh, full salt and pepper.
Is this the guy with the wedding ring?
No. This is the guy I saw no wedding ring. He looked like an old leather jacket. I'd fuck the shit out of him.
I want to smell it.
Oh, yeah. He's been sun fucked for years. He looks like an old raisin in a jacket. He's a California raisin in a leather jacket.
Do you remember the California raisins?
Yeah. That's the band.
I was like, or do you mean just like a literal raisin?
No, I mean the California raisins. That's that actual guy. But he was so fucking hot. I want to suck his dick the whole time. But I was like, it was so funny just watching old guys. I mean, they were still rocking. They rocked out.
They brought a good show.
Good Riddance was the one that was, and I was laughing so hard because their logo is supposed to be like a grenade, but I'm like, it looks more like a pineapple now. Like these guys are so old, they're like, they're not hardcore anymore. They're just like, we eat our fruits.
And the fact that their band is called Good Riddance, Good Riddance to my hips.
Lara's here. I was explaining how I have no patience, so we couldn't wait for you. It was just me I couldn't wait. I must leave. But I'm explaining the punk show I went to last night. Went to a punk show at the Roxy beside the Rainbow Room.
Oh,
and the bands are very
iconic
old.
Iconic area on Sunset Boulevard.
But this is the point of bringing out the story. So I went to a punk show. So I'm like, you know, a lot of attractive men.
Yeah.
A lot of hot men. I'm like, you know,
Let's go to more punk shows.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm like, okay, how do you meet people in public? So there's this guy. I'm staring.
Yeah.
I'm giving him.
He was hot.
Oh, he was hot. He had a big Adam's apple, too. Tall, skinny.
That's not a thing I've ever heard someone say is, look at the Adam's apple on that.
I don't know why I liked
it.
It's masculine. I like that.
Yeah. It was nice. It was like protruding a lot.
I don't hate it, but I've never been like,
ride that little thing.
It's never drawn me to someone, but it hasn't repelled me either.
I've never been like, I want to suck on that apple.
I want to ride on that apple. That's a nice little knob. It's so disgusting. I want to ride his Adam's apple is the most disgusting thing I've ever said in my life.
We got our episode
title. What's the rest of the fucking story?
So this is it. So I never fucking said anything to him. I stared at him all night and I panicked because I was with two guys. Jack Robichaud was there and Dave Ross. And I was like, I want to go over to the guy. Do I just go? Like, how do you meet people in public is my topic here. How the fuck is I'm like, do I just go over there and go, hey.
I think so. I also think men who go to music shows, especially if they're going alone, but like. Music is fun. The men who are like deeply into punk shows at their core, I think, are sad boys, and they're probably like, I don't know how to talk to a girl, and like that's half the reason guys get into punk bands because like, well, then girls will talk to me.
Yeah,
I also think a lot of those girls are sluts.
I mean,
oh really?
Yeah,
What's wrong with being a slut?
I mean, yeah, maybe I'm one of
those. Nothing, there's nothing wrong.
As long as you're not a home-wrecking slut.
Yeah. I just want you to have all the information.
Yeah, some women are throwing themselves
at
those women.
Oh, yeah. Like a slut at a punk show.
Yeah, well, it's also like that's good to know because, or good to think about because some women probably just would go straight up to him and be like, what's up? And,
yeah.
And you got to kind of take the reins because if that's what they're used to, men are getting lazier. Yeah,
and I think they also can maybe think that that's annoying. I don't know. If you
depends
were
on
like,
the person.
If you were like wanting to see a band.
And a girl's like, hey, and it's like, this is your favorite band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I was like, also, we were in the VIP area. Cool.
But afterwards, like, hey, these guys, they were great, right?
Pretty great.
Huh?
Like,
great?
Tits just out.
I wanted to walk up. I was like, I kept staring at him. And then I asked Jack, another guy that was there. I'm like, what would you do if you were alone in a concert and eyes came up to you? Would it weird you out? He's like, yeah, actually, yeah, I think it would. I'm like, what? I'm like, so then how the fuck are people meeting people in fucking public?
On dating apps. I didn't
even. Worst.
Yeah.
So that's it. There's no.
This is what you do at a punk show. You get in the mosh pit and then you accidentally kiss him. You're like,
oh. I took home a guy after a mosh pit once. At Death from Above at Terragram Ballroom 2 years ago, we were moshing. We push each other and I went, I'm like, hey. He's like, hey. And I go, meet me here at the end of the concert. He goes, yep. Took him home, fucked him all
dude,
night.
Dude, that energy though?
That's going to be the best
fucking ever.
It was
the
best sex of my life.
We have to go to a punk show. Yeah. I need that energy in my life.
Oh, yeah. Moshing a man, then immediately sucking his ass. I'm like, get out of here. Like, I wasn't sucking his ass.
That's so gross.
Oh, because it's all sweaty from the punk show?
Oh, sweaty penis.
Oh, mosh pit penis.
Salty penis.
Salty punk.
Salt hat, salt penis.
Salt hat. Salt helmet.
He sucked my fucking mosh pit lips.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's the one that got away.
It is. He lives in Toronto.
You don't marry that guy.
He lives in Toronto. He's still hot.
You could marry
maybe
that guy.
His number.
So you stayed in touch with him?
No, maybe she
What's
him
he
right
doing
now.
In August after his you name was opened Matt. For Bill
I mean,
Burr.
It'd be worth a text next time you're in town at the very least.
Yeah,
just,
maybe should do that.
Just passing
set
through
aside
to.
Set a pass for him.
I love this.
To the Bill Burr show?
Yeah. Little.
Set aside a pass.
I'd set aside a pass for that.
Give him a seat in the mosh pit at Bill Burr show.
Yeah. Oh my God. But I was just like, I left being like, well, I'm mad I didn't say something. He definitely saw me looking. But I'm also like,
how do people meet? Yeah, it's like, I want an encounter. I want to like make eyes at a guy and he comes over and he's like, says something.
It can't just be meet cutes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be like that's it. Oh, and I saw a guy at Vons the other day, and I was checking him out huge. I did a back take. I'm not even screwing around anymore. If a guy walks by me, I go, and I look right back at him.
Oh, yeah, yo, yeah, yoink.
Like, I was on the hike yesterday, but I looked back at the guy, and then the guy was looking at me, and then he's like, I saw you on Netflix, and I was just staring at him, and I was like, okay.
Oh, I'm
and
looking at you like you're a ham sandwich.
I saw you in my dreams last night.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to come to you later. But I'm like, this
like
is...
cheese melted on you right now.
You are queso and I'm going to stuck
and I'm
my
dip
chip
myself
in you.
Into you.
Dip my lips in queso. Mm.
Yeah, it's so...
I don't know what to do. So I just felt, I felt kind of like a bomb when I left, but I was like, so many hot guys. We do need to go to more punk shows.
Yeah, we need to go to more punk shows. We need to go to more masculine energy things. But it's, here's the thing is we're not drinking right now.
I will say though, the punk show, a lot of sober people.
Yeah.
I saw hardly anyone drinking.
I think it's people trying to like get up, get a feeling that usually like get drunk to, or they're just trying to get punched in the head so they can't feel anything. They're like trying to knock out all their emotions.
The mosh pit was so old too. It was really funny. Oh. It was like older guys just kind of like, like skanking.
It's more just like an angry mob of old men on a lawn. Like, get out of here.
A lot of hands in the air. Like they're like, I can't move my body. It's just a hand up.
You know who loves going to punk shows is Dave. And it was funny because he, like the first time he went to one with his friend when we were dating, he kind of hinted that there was a possibility that I might be jealous. Like, I think he was like, I'm going to be with Brian. I can like check in with you so that you know like what
he's
I'm
like, I'm
going to
go pretty hard.
And I was like, I've met Brian and I know, I was like, I don't.
I'm
I think
worried.
You're going to go be fucking nerds.
It's also, Steph can now corroborate. Yeah. It's a sausage fest.
Yeah, it's a sausage fest.
It's like, I'd feel more threatened if you were going to the library.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, I've been to, so when...
You're going to jump up and out with a bunch of dudes. I'm not...
Yeah.
And there's... the women that have like only piercings. Like, if Dave finds you attractive, he's not going to find a woman who's just a tattoo and 9,000 piercings.
Yeah. Well, and in my experience
that's not his style. That's not his style.
No, a lot of my more recent experience was Andy was in several bands and some of them did punk or punk style music, whatever. This isn't about him. It's just about the vibe at a punk show. Sometimes is like one or two insanely hot women. They're not going to fuck everybody.
No, they want to
fuck fucking Dave. Based on the show of Andy's that I went to with you, he got checked out by like the hottest girl I've ever seen. I was like, hey, bitch, I'm fucking right here, you little twat.
Yeah, there's a couple really.
He didn't even notice. I looked up at him and he was so just funny. Like,
"Huh?" Well, that's good though. He's just
looking
like,
around like a foot and a half taller than her.
He's just like, "Where's the mosh pit?" Like, but it
just
is
thinking about music and being loyal to me.
Yeah, what a guy. And less them. It is like anytime I would see videos, you know, his band would post a video from the show. It's just a mob of men.
Yeah.
It's
dudes duding
out, and they're like, "This is the best." And also, that's to your point, and even Jack saying that, it's like, yeah, in that moment, they're probably not. That's one of the few moments men aren't like, "We've got to get pussy." We've got to band together and run into each other with our shoulders for a few hours.
Yeah, and I'm going to scream over the band, "So do you like this song?" Like, screaming in the guy's ear. Like, this is not...
"Do you have Netflix?"
Yeah, what the... "I'm on it." He's like, "What?" And I'm like, "I'm leaving." No, I didn't talk to him. And then if you're listening to this episode, tall, thin man with a Adam's apple and a little cute little mustache. Just a tiny
probably
little
half
guy.
Of the people at that show.
Yeah.
You're going to get a bunch of
creeps. No, you were in the VIP area, and I was Darren.
Oh my God.
It's gawking. So,
Craigslist missed connection.
Missed.
The guys from Lamb of God come to the store sometimes. Frank Castillo's friends with them. And so Dave and I met them here. They're the nicest guys ever. And they invited us and like got passes for us and stuff to see them in Vegas. So Dave and I went to Vegas. And I, like, am at a metal show.
Seems like your hell.
They're great. I, of course, had my earplugs in.
And headphones on top of headphones. Yeah. You know, I'm having a blast.
I did what I could. I put on a tank top. I put on some red lipstick. You know what I mean? I was like a
black tank top?
It was red.
Okay.
I feel like we can do black or red.
Red. Right? Yeah, no. Yeah, boy, yeah, have yeah. I made the mistake of showing up at any music show in bright colors. And people are like, "Did you not get the memo?"
It's
well,
black,
they
it's
were
black.
Probably pink and yellow overalls. Yeah. So let's call that what it is. But
they
so
were exactly
the,
that.
The mosh pit was happening, and Dave was like, "Do you want to go down there?" And I was like, "I already did everything. I'm like, it is amazing of me to be here with you."
I put in headphones.
Like, I didn't say that, but I was like, "We're not going into the pit.
No.
I'm not gonna break
my shoulder." Would you let him go in without you, or you like?
Yeah,
don't
I was
me
like,
here.
"Be my guest." Yeah, cool. But
yeah, see ya.
Yeah, but I will think you're kind of an asshole if you go. I think what I said is like, "You're 40 years old. Don't mosh right now. Yeah, you're gonna break your fucking shoulder.
That's the problem.
You're walking around like you're 18 years old. Mm. Your bones don't know what you think of them."
No.
Yeah, they didn't get the message. That's a very. I mean, yeah, it's just so funny too for you to put in earplugs and be like, "Should we get closer and where it's more chaotic?" And you're like, "I have earplugs in.
I'm trying to
dull out this experience a little bit.
I literally am in a breakdown right now."
Yeah.
With the face of a person who's fine.
Yeah. I don't even hear the music
looking at right now.
Yeah. Because my brain is screaming.
I am. Yeah. We had a great time. Thank you again for the passes if you're listening, Lamb of God.
I mean, that's so. I can't get in the pit. I'm too brittle.
You're not. I would never.
But I like
allow
to be on the
pit.
Outskirts, jumping up and down.
Yeah, you
like
jump up and down. You'd
I like the energy, but murder. I can't get in there. I'm little enough that people always go, "Well, she wants to be lifted up."
No.
That she. By the way, where is the line of consent on crowd surfing?
Because
people will really
up.
Just pick you up.
Oh, I've been groped.
Oh.
I had to get down one time. I think it was at Warped Tour, and I got flipped to my front, and one guy went on both my tits. I was like,
"What the fuck?"
Like, it was just, also just the that's your most like just face down getting your tits honked while you're like like you can't stop it. You're a fucking muppet in the air.
And there's people who are just in the crowd hoping a woman goes by.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's looking back.
Oh yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
I had the worst mosh pit experience of my life at Rock the Bells in New York City. It was Rage Against the Machine, and I got in and I could not get out. It was so vicious. My friend Alexis had to come in and get me out, rip me out. I came out bleeding. It was like, I was a shell of a woman. I'm like, I can do it with a man. I was like, I came out rattled.
Your nose is on top of your head.
I came like a Mr. Potato Head. I was like completely rearranged. No, I was fucked. That was bad.
Steph, put your eyeball back in.
No, it was like those pugs where it just pops out.
Whoops.
No, I was it was really bad. I was unwell for a bit after that.
That's traumatizing. I got crowd surfed. This is the saddest story ever. Actually, it's not really sad. It's just hilariously, why is this like there's certain bands that you can crowd surf to, and there's certain bands that, like, this is not a crowd surf band. And I was at the Alaska State Fair already, not a a party place.
No,
it's an outdoor area. They have
it's you and a cow.
Yeah, just me, several cows. Were they surfing me? Did I jump on the cows? We'll never know. So they have a like a the VIP expensive seats are right up next to the stage, and then there is a giant gape of grass. And then general admission that's just tapered off with those little, you know, shin length or shin height, just caution tape colored fences, you know, the like orange plastic fence shit. To be like, can't go past it. It's Everclear. And I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Oh, I'm familiar with Everclear.
The saddest 90s band on earth. Nothing is sadder than father of mine, and then you get picked up by a stranger.
Where have you been?
And I'm 16, and I'm like, I don't know where my dad is. Just close my eyes. And then I just got to where the edge was, and someone just they just dumped me off.
Just like your real father.
Yes. Over the
father of
I'm laying
like,
on the ground.
It's not a Waffle House.
I will never
do.
Be sane. And I'm like, this is so dark.
There was no security guard there to get you? There usually
a
is.
A security guard waddled over because, of course, the security guard's really not going to do anything. He's a man who probably, you know, works.
Oh, really? The security guard at the Alaska State Fair wasn't a Navy SEAL?
Yeah, no.
Hey, you don't know
he was an actual SEAL.
It was it was literally another
sea
cow.
Lion.
It was
I'm
a cow. In a shirt that says security.
Yeah. And he's just like, hey, get up. You're not allowed past the rafters.
And you're
I was like
I don't want
to
be here.
I was thrown to the ground.
I'm a minor who's lost my group of friends who thought we were cool because we came without adults. And now I'm being yelled at during a sad dad song.
That's so funny.
I mean, it was really funny that I was like, oh, this is happening? All right, goodbye forever. I'm not going to survive this.
No, that's such a
and
funny...
It's, there's
fucking...
so many... I don't know.
There's too many hands.
Too many hands. I'm like, are some people not that sensitive on their skin? Because I feel everything. It just hurts every...
It's like a horrible nightmare.
And they're poking you and...
No, it feels weird.
Gotta tell you, little hurt that not even one person tried to grab my little baby tits. So that's sad for me.
No, you don't want it.
Can we talk about what my doctor just said to me?
Oh, yeah, so you were on a doctor's
phone
call.
She was on a literal doctor's, but wait, let's take a commercial break and then we're going to start the segment with this.
Yes.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, we're back and it's doctor time.
Well, I would buy that.
Or
whatever
I'd buy that,
that was.
And it's time for
I sure would buy whatever that was.
I'm sure I'm turned on by that.
So I joined a little bit late. I was in a doctor's visit.
Virtual doctor call.
He told me to stop eating vegetables.
Excuse me? For what problem? I mean, at ever, but what?
For PCOS, he was like, they are inflammatory. He told me to stop eating poultry, stop eating pork. If I must eat carbs, he said to eat berries and fruits. He said to avoid nightshades. Wow, I really...
Nightshades are inflammatory.
And he said...
That is the only vegetable, eggplant...
Potatoes, tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Are potatoes a nightshade? Oh, yeah, they are. Those are inflammatory. But sweet potatoes, for some reason, not an inflammatory food.
He said to eat, like, range foods, like beef.
I'm sorry, you don't think that there's chicken on a range, you dumb fuck? Don't eat poultry?
Could he have said turkey? No, turkey is poultry.
They're both poultry, right? Yeah.
I think he just wants me to... Oh, he said beef, lamb, deer, bison.
Deer. Bison.
Yeah.
You got to get some venison in there.
Yeah, what the fuck were they...
Is it okay for me to just...
Not listen to that at all?
Not listen to that at all?
Yeah.
I don't feel like what I need in my life is a more restrictive diet. I told him I was following the macros of 25, 35, 40, and he like basically suggested keto.
Yeah, because he's a man who doesn't know shit, and most people who are educated in Western medicine don't know fuck all about diet. They just start spouting shit off that they've heard because what they've been told is give him a pill. What's the symptom? I'm going to treat that.
He told me to stop eating vegetables.
You're going to get gout. You're going to start eating...
Stop eating vegetables?
Eat mutton? Like, what the fuck?
I've been living off berries and lamb chops for the last 4 years.
What the hell?
Said to eat berries and lamb.
Hair starts falling out.
I mean, lamb is pretty good.
Also, wasn't this called just to get a referral to a different doctor?
No, I had a whole list of things.
Oh, question.
Including autism, question mark.
Did you get through the list?
Yes, I did.
Wait, what? I want to know what the question is that prompted that. Did you just go, I have PCOS, so what to do?
I talked about insulin resistance, and he ordered glucose testing, which I have to be fasting for, and that's going to
suck.
Like, say if I have insulin resistance, well, it's just 10 hours.
But also, if you're doing the diet, you might be treating it fine. Here's the problem is that you've been eating in a way that's supposed to help insulin resistance.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But if you go in, you've been on that diet, which the diet might have changed the fact that your insulin's spiking. They'll go, you don't have a problem.
But that's good. That's what I want.
That's what you want. Mm-hmm. But you're going to stick to this versus like, you'll never know if you have a problem if you eat a different way.
Right, right.
Which is fine if you're going to stick to this. Who cares?
I just think that since there is a test for this, I should take it.
Yeah.
And make my insurance pay for it.
Yeah, you have insurance. I mean? You're already paying for insurance.
Yeah.
Take everything you fucking can.
Oh, yeah.
But also, don't eat vegetables? How do you, as a doctor, even let that come out of your mouth?
He said stop eating vegetables.
Doctors are fucking morons.
He also said he might check out a show sometime.
Well, this guy's unwell. Yeah. This is an unhinged man.
I will tell you what's really crazy.
He's my best doctor.
Wow, you...
Well, he's my only doctor.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait.
There's not even a bar. It's just...
What he did right is he listened to me and gave the impression of a person who gives a shit.
That makes a huge difference.
About me, which is, it's almost all I ask. Good medical advice? Sure, I'd take it over what I was just told. But... at least he let me get through my fucking questions and then gave ridiculous answers. I fucking hate doctors. I don't hate doctors. I just can't find one that is.
Yeah, if you're a doctor and you're listening, is that anything?
Can somebody message
us?
Can somebody corroborate that?
I would love to hear what a doctor has to say about
if there is
people with PCOS stop eating vegetables.
Yeah, is that a thing?
He also told me I don't need any carbs. He said you really don't need any carbs.
Oh, he wants you to go on the fucking lion diet and just eat meat.
He said carnivore, yeah.
Carnivore diet, yeah. Which, by the way, PCOS isn't... The problem with PCOS, it's not... it causes inflammation, but like... Or there's... It's not a directly inflammatory thing, right? That's like a side effect of the fact that you're getting cysts, right?
I mean, I'll eat more berries and less vegetables. I don't... care.
A big thing for autoimmune diseases, which I keep threatening to try, but I'm like, that's really restrictive, is carnivore diet is a thing people talk about. And it's because the thought is your body is already in so much overwhelm that narrowing it down to one thing is just less chaotic for your body. And there's tons of people who just individuals, if you look it up, that are going, I did this and it changed my life. And what's his name? Jordan Peterson's daughter's whole existence is being like the carnivore, the lion diet.
Man, I can't wait to eat that salad after we leave here has everything in it that he said not to eat. It has nightshades. We've got tomatoes, sweet
nightshades
potatoes.
Are inflammatory.
It has poultry.
But you didn't come to him for a general inflammation problem.
I came to him for a lot of problems.
Yeah. Okay. This is what I want to know. Did you get to the autism thing?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He referred me to a neuropsychologist.
Oh, are you going to follow
up? Which I feel like the neuro is built into the word psychologist, but
I feel
like there was another word on there too. Yeah, I am going to follow up.
Yeah. I don't know if
that
neuro
test,
is...
Another test, like a brain test?
I have known that I have autism for years. I have not been able to get diagnosed with it. I was like, who do I go to? Because my therapist was like, well, I don't do that. And
your therapist didn't know somebody?
No. And so I'm finally going to get tested for it.
When I think that's the difference in neuropsychologist versus psychologist. And this is a big problem I have with people and I say this, I'm going to a therapist, but it's been a hangup I have for years is the amount of, and it's more, I guess, psychiatrists prescribe the medicine, but the amount of people that go like, well, yeah, you should take, you know, XYZ for your depression because it's a chemical imbalance in your brain and this pill will fix that. And people go, I'm on this because I have a chemical imbalance in my brain. And not once have I met someone who I'm like, oh, did they look at your brain? They saw that there? No, they're just throwing shit at the wall. And that's why people have to try multiple things. And you find something that works. But like, and there are people who are starting to do it. There's this whole like Amen clinic. I went down a fucking YouTube rabbit hole because I found this guy who does brain scans and like whatever, and then it's easier for them to figure out the problem, get you the right thing. But like, it's the only doctor that just goes, they look at nothing except for you going, I'm sad. And they go, well, we'll put you on this thing that might make you want to kill yourself even more. And then if that doesn't work, we'll try another one.
I just have known for so long, like everything, that is me. I know I have it. And I just would feel so validated by a diagnosis. And it's just like driven me crazy that I haven't gotten one.
Let me ask you this. What if you go to the neuropsychologist and they go like, no, you don't have it?
That's a really good question. I hadn't considered that because I so do.
What are the symptoms that you have that you think?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Audio sensitivity, which a lot of this stuff also, and I think the reason that I haven't been diagnosed with it is a lot of it is also explained by other disorders, ADHD or PTSD. I've been diagnosed with both of those.
Yeah.
But the reason that I think I have autism is that something that is autism that is not those other things is social, like, deficiencies. My entire life, I have done stuff that has made people think that I'm mad and I've been confused by it. People have had a reaction to me in a certain way. I've been told at every job I've ever fucking had that I come off as too blunt, that I need to like soften the way I say things.
That's a
big
thing.
I don't understand why I sound like that. Like, I don't sound like that to myself. The way I'm perceived does not match up with how I sound in my head. I have a hard time detecting sarcasm when other people, I can be sarcastic, obviously.
Oh, you do?
But when other people are being sarcastic, I can't detect it.
Yeah.
Just like literally fucking everything.
Yeah.
And actually the reason that I know, and this sounds so silly, is like Instagram, like following autistic people on Instagram and hearing them describe their experiences. I'm like, I 100% relate. No one else has ever explained it that way. I don't relate to other people in my life the way that I relate to these people who are explaining it.
Yeah.
Explaining things that work for them, explaining ways that they adapt, explaining ways that they've masked for their entire lives. And that's why they haven't been diagnosed with it, because I'm obviously intelligent, you know? And also, I think the PTSD has kept me from getting diagnosed with it because of my abusive dad.
Yeah.
I had to learn to read people to be safe. So I think I can more than, and I mean, I obviously there's like a spectrum and
of course, it's literally called the autism spectrum. Yeah.
But is this making sense?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
And the people who have been close to me, like people I've dated or like really close friends, have been like, you just now are realizing that you're autistic? Like, of course you're autistic.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
The way my day goes into upheaval if I don't have a chance to work on my puzzle in the morning, like that's fucking
well, yeah, and the rigidity of like your scheduling. I'm just going like, wow, she's just so good at keeping a schedule. And you're like, no,
and
have to have this routine.
And it's really coming to light with like the traveling, the fact that I have fucking meltdowns when I'm at like, it is so hard for me not to be in my routine and in my structure.
And that's difficult because that's going to be the rest of your life.
I'm like, going to start traveling with like a puzzle. I already always have like episodes of The Office downloaded onto my iPad and onto my phone because it helps me regulate my emotions, but all that stuff, I'm like, and working with young adults who had autism, I'm like, oh my God, that person is doing like a bigger version of the exact same thing that I do. So I had a client who would, I've had clients who, and I'm not going to say the name of this specific movie or whatever, but would just replay a clip from a movie. Mm-hmm. I have been doing that since I was a little kid, and I don't go out and like hold it up to my ear. But also a big part of the reason I don't do that is because I know it looks weird.
Yeah, like you have know? That awareness.
I think I just have really high functioning autism, and I've been doing an impression of other people as best as I could for my entire life.
Yeah.
But I always was, you know, kids like said I was so weird, and kids thought I was like really abrupter, and I didn't understand. I've never understood.
No, and getting a diagnosis makes such a big difference.
Yeah, so I was gonna say, what happens if you do get the diagnosis? Like,
you just go,
Yeah. Or is
then
it,
it's just an, then it's
can...
just an explanation, and maybe then I can forgive myself for like
for some of your behavior,
and also and then I can like tell Dave, and then I can tell you guys, because I feel in every relationship I've ever had, I feel like there is this part where I'm like, I know I'm putting something out there and I can't put my finger on it and I don't know what it is, but I see people react to the thing. Like, can you imagine that? Does that make sense?
No, yes, it makes sense. Because I mean, I didn't, like, I got diagnosed with ADHD late in life. And then the more I read about ADHD, same thing, like literally on Instagram, the more, there's more things that I go, oh, that's ADHD
yes,
too?
Yes,
it's that? It's that?
Yes.
But I also have like, and I'm very, obviously no one is, I'm not hiding it from anyone. It's bleeding out of me. But having a conversation with a partner about it, I remember having to explain to my last ex, because he was kind of type A with putting everything in a place and like, don't leave a cup out. And I have this like deep shame about like having to have the conversation. I would cry being like, well, I have a problem. And it's like, because it's this, someone who doesn't understand it can't wrap their brain around it. And then it's like, nothing I say to you is going to make you think that I'm not just being a slob or being like rude. Because it's so hard for us to conceive of a brain outside of our own.
Dave was telling me that he was listening to a podcast about like being the partner of someone with autism.
That's really nice.
And he was like, it was so helpful and it made so much sense. And that really sounds like you.
And then you're like, could I listen to that podcast too, Dave?
Yeah. You should listen to that podcast. I see what you mean.
No, I mean, that's really nice. And that's like also what a caring thing for a partner to do. I remember once I've had one partner look up rheumatoid arthritis and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you okay? And everyone else is just like...
And you're like, no.
No.
Thank you for
asking. Thank you for acknowledging this. Yeah. I've had other partners who are like, yeah, well, we all have, you know, bad days. We all get headaches. And I'm like...
We all get weird when we're out of our routine. Yeah, but...
Like, I'm crying in an airport.
I'm crying.
We need to get a jingle in an airport.
I cried on a plane recently.
I cry on every plane, but it's because I always... Why is every movie on a plane so sad?
We need to get a jingle for every episode.
I cried because people were boarding.
How good Dave is.
Yeah.
This is like a Dave corner where we yet again.
Somebody
say
start.
Very nice
we are taking submissions.
Started to get tears in my eyes when you were saying that. When you were like, what a loving thing. So I'm like, yeah, I really, yeah.
People are
really good.
I'm perfect and there's nothing wrong with me.
I am
me.
So
you have a little booger
perfect.
Hanging out on
you
your.
You have boogers coming
off.
Oh my
God.
I'm kidding.
You're
a million things that
right
I've
now.
Never. I'm just, I'm like,
you're
I'm fine.
Eating your booger.
It's easy to be perfect when you're
just sniffing my ass.
When you just never look into it.
What? No, you're with me. I eat my own poo. I eat my own turds and no one's looking.
She's the
I probably have a million things. I got something. Well, what do I have? I got something.
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
I probably have ADHD for sure. My patience is a problem.
You have anxiety, and I think that is what feeds into your patience.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
also
yeah,
the
yeah.
patient stuff, I think, could... I don't want to be this person, because people are like, oh, it's not that... I think if you could start meditating, which is very hard to do when you have no patience...
Uh-huh, that's right.
You need something else to get to the point you can meditate.
I've noticed here, and I... Are you inviting this?
Yeah, no, please. Yeah. No, I am.
Before I give this very constructive criticism.
It seems like you have like a one strike rule with your friends and you'll cut people out. And it makes me really scared because I like would never want to lose you. And I'm so afraid I'm going to like make a mistake and it's going to be one strike.
Well, no, that was the strike.
I will say.
Also, the strikes are like big fucked up shit.
The strikes are not so much with close friends. They're with like people I just meet.
Yeah.
That you're like, I don't need to. You've already fucked up. I don't want to get close.
Also, Robbie got back in. Robbie got to stay, so I feel like I'll just do that.
Yes, Robbie Hoffman got back in. We had a massive fight.
When you tried to be like, we're not friends, and she's like, we're friends.
I'm like, no, I hate you. She's like, no, you don't. And then came up. She showed up. And I was like, she's at my house. I'm like, I don't like you anymore. She goes, you do. And I'm like, what is this?
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
No,
you would have to do something fucking vile for me not to, like, no. But that's a good point. I do have a very short fuse. And it's like, my short fuse and it's a temper thing.
Easily frustrated.
Very easy frustrated. And like, and I'm so anal with myself at home. Like, everything is in its little fucking spot. Like, I'm like,
that
very
probably
crazy
ties
that.
In. Whatever it is, those probably tie in together.
We all do have cute apartments. That's not a defect. That's common ground.
I have a cute design of an apartment, and it's the living rooms coming together. The rest
you're
is in.
Together.
You have
it's
cute spaces.
Together.
It will be cute. It's in shambles
right now. It's going to come together.
You're in a transitional state. Your partner just moved out and took everything he could see. He took the pumpkin pie spice. Have we discussed this?
I'm never going to be able to.
He took the Heidecky. What a fucking loser piece of shit.
No, the spice is wild. That's, the spice is, I will never get past
pumpkin pie spice is $1.99. Yeah. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's $1.19 at Ralph's, okay? It is so cheap. The only reason I know it fucking exists is because of Jessica Michelle. No one loves this stuff more than she does.
It's all
you
I
have
eat.
To be a trifling cunt. To take her pumpkin pie spice when she's having a hard time because you're gross?
Yeah, wild. Wild. Never gonna
unforgivable. No. I talked to Dave last night. Dave was like, I unfollowed Andy. I'm like, yeah, you did.
That's right. Get him. One less.
I will say my sister had a very similar experience. She was with a guy for 10 years. Ooh, and she's like, I'll leave you the house. Take what you need. Take what you want.
He took everything.
He took everything. She came in like towels, like
is
Christmas towels.
You only have one sister, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, and then my dad
Christmas towels.
Like Christmas towels. Like my sister's just like festive stuff. Like he fucking raided the fucking house, forks, knives, everything. They go. My dad was like, my sister's like crying her eyes out. My dad's like, okay, whatever. At least we got the garage. Open the garage, empty. Every fucking tool that my dad bought them, he fucking took. Oh,
the light bulb's
crazy.
Gone.
Everything. Everything was gone. It was psychotic.
Oh my God.
No, it was bad.
Wow. Thank you. That sucks.
Yes.
Gave me a lot of perspective of, you know what?
This is a
not
com-
too
yeah.
shabby.
I like, also feel like in your case, it was, that's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard in my life. It's a blessing to know who he was.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. It's
like you find out who people are.
Yeah.
Oh, she left a monster.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
You
oh,
know?
No, literally. Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want that to be my partner.
Yeah.
But you know what? I also been
you
meditating.
Want a partner who would leave you the pumpkin pie spice.
Literally. I do. But I've been meditating a lot the last week because my therapist was like, feels like maybe you should start meditating again.
Meditating's great.
Also been taking my meds. And you know what?
I can tell.
We didn't do the Vyvanse Corner.
We don't need to.
Okay.
The only times I think of Vyvanse Corner are when she so hasn't taken it. Sorry.
No, I mean, it's so funny because this is how it's just so funny how like
she just starts 10 sentences in a row and doesn't finish any of them. As soon as we call
her Vyvanse Corner.
We took too long to start the episode. It's so funny how we can delude ourselves into thinking like we're keeping up appearances, just humans in general, because I never think I'm that bad until I'm having like a moment of full spiral, a million thoughts are firing off, and it's usually when I'm alone and I'm blah. But when you go, did you take your meds? I'm like, oh, you can tell?
They're for that.
No, I know, but it's in your mind. You're like, I'm fooling
the
world. And you're
do.
On fire. And you're like, nobody knows I'm hurting. I didn't even, here's how fucked up it was. I didn't even know I hadn't been taking them just because I was so unhinged. Which, by the way, what a hand-in-hand fucked up thing of psych meds. That you're like, yeah, I stopped taking them. And then I didn't think about not taking them because I was out of my fucking mind. 4th of July, had an absolute meltdown. Literally, like, wasn't going to go anywhere. It was my friend's, Dulce was having a small get-together for her birthday. I had cupcakes for her in my fridge.
I know, it looked so fun. Man, I hate it when people who I'm not friends with have really fun-looking parties.
Yeah, and don't invite you.
Well, I mean, I was there holding on by a thread, but I literally was having...
You looked like you were thriving for what
yeah,
that's
you,
worth.
Yeah, I was like, you looked great that day.
Thank you. Sunglasses go a long way.
Yeah, they do.
It was, I'm sure, a combination of not being on the meds, which anyone who takes any type of meds will tell you that there's the not medicated part of you that needs the medication that's now coming up, but also there's a tapering off that, like, some things are worse, probably. Mm-hmm. Like, my emotions are heightened and my brain's jumping even more than it would because it's got this bounce back effect of not having taken the Adderall and Vyvanse for, you know, a week, which I hadn't thought about. But I was having a meltdown. And it was just perfect storm of, I think it was the big wave of pain. There have been little flare-ups since we broke up, but I think this was the big, it had to come out.
Yeah.
And it was 4th of July, which people are like, you know, holidays are weird. I'm like, this holiday? Like, this time last year, he had literally smashed his face in the bottom of a pool. And I'm like, the one that got away.
Fireworks are romantic, though.
That's very true. And now I'm realizing there was no romance last year because he was icing his face with a bag of peas. And everyone was acting like I was dramatic because I wanted to leave. And I was like, his face is falling off. What are we doing?
Was Why that his friends?
Yeah, it was. They were on mushrooms. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, he's fine. Why are you overreacting? And I was like,
wouldn't they be overreacting if his face was melting off and they were on mushrooms?
His nose is gushing, whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, I was in a bad spot. I cried so hard. I was like trying to text.
At the party?
No, before the party. I wasn't going to go. I'm texting. So Madison Shepherd and Danielle Perez, also good friends with Dulce, they're going to go. And I knew they would be going because they're close friends. And I'm texting them going, has anyone not left yet? I don't think I'm going to make it. And I have the cupcakes because that's how also codependent
I am.
I'm like, I also knew I'd seen Dulce the night before. She was kind of in a funk. You know, sometimes
I've been like, oh, cool. I'm having a breakdown. I don't have to bring the cupcakes.
Oh, more for me.
I don't have to bring the cupcakes.
Which I aspire to get to that level. But I also knew Dulce was, it's a, you know, last birthday of her 30s. And she's having this, you know, this, thinking about the goals you haven't met instead of focusing all the thing a lot of us do.
Yeah.
And I'm texting them like, and also on the side, breaking down to Andy, by the way, because I posted one sort of scathing thing and got DMs from two women in his life being like, well, that's just not true. And one girl going, and I was like, who the fuck are you?
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I reposted a tweet about, I tweeted, and then I posted the tweet about something to the effect of like, I don't even know what it was, but it was something about having dated someone who seemingly was trying to fuck any woman he could make eye contact with whenever I wasn't around. Which I could also understand. He had a lot of female friends. I was not talking about any of the people I knew.
Yeah.
Right. I could see someone saying that and go like, does she think that we were like, and they make it personal and whatever. And they're his friends. And I understand the instinct, but like, to leave a woman who's hurting alone.
To message, no, don't you message you. Is don't the crazy part. No. Not to have the thought. No. I might be like, wait, does she think I was trying to fuck him? Oh, well, they're not together anymore.
And then
the last thing on earth I would do is confront her.
And then another girl who's his friend writes and goes, whatever therapist you're paying that's telling you it's healthy to write shit like this on the internet about your boyfriend, I think you should find someone else.
Who is this
bitch? Give me her handle right now.
It doesn't matter.
Making her cut herself in a bathtub before we go out for salads after this.
I blocked both of them, and then I just started mass deleting.
I don't want anyone ever to cut themselves. That was a bad joke.
Yeah, even though, and I also said it in the last episode about
men emotionally
cutting. And I'm texting Andy, and I was like, look, can you tell your friends to leave me the fuck? Like, I was having like a mental health crisis, which it's like, yeah, bitch, I obviously it's not healthy. It's like, and just FYI, when your friend who's being unhealthy or your not friend who's having an emotional or mental health crisis and they're doing something that you go, oh, that's kind of crazy. At best, save it for the fucking side group chat. You don't go, hey, you're being crazy.
It's also, like, they
I have an
know.
Idea. Ask how they can support you. If you have to say anything, be like, hey, are you okay? It seems like you're having a hard time.
It seems like you're really not well. Is there something
failing.
I can do?
Also, they know. Like, when you're having, of course, you're fucking, we're spiraling out.
You're having
when
like
you're
a manic spiral.
I'm gonna flip out. I fucking hate this woman. I'm losing my mind. Is she a comedian?
No.
Oh, she's lucky she's not. Because she wouldn't have a career in fucking Iowa.
I love that you're like, I think I have a problem with my rage in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I
but then
will
I'm texting
her.
Him to
I
be like, hey,
flip out.
I don't know because And I believe him.
But fuck her.
I believe that because he responded. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. What's going on? Because I was like, tell your fucking friends. So
did you respond to her?
No, I did.
What'd you say?
I don't even know if I still have it in here. But I basically said to the effect of like, thank you. This was very helpful when I'm clearly in a really bad place.
Yeah.
I really appreciate this.
Yeah.
Done.
Thank you for pointing out the thing that's very clearly obvious because I'm pulling my hair out and crying on my bathroom floor.
Right.
You're so helpful to be like, but and then also the girl, I went on.
Also, time out.
Crazy.
Therapy is working. Fuck this bitch. Fuck that message. Yeah. Therapy is working, and I'll tell you why. Tangible things. You've been meditating more. Okay,
yeah.
You've been eating well. You've been exercising regularly. You've been sleeping.
You've
been doing a great job. You're practicing excellent self-care. You're a person who's going through a hard time, and this little twat doesn't know the first fucking thing about it. Fuck her. You're doing great. Therapy is working.
Yeah, and it's also, I'm so fucking sick of people like, there are mental health things that it's like, oh, something is not right in that person's brain. And then I'm sick of the societal thing of like, yeah, no, people hurt sometimes.
Yeah.
Someone's not crazy because they were fucking very emotionally wounded and they're acting out because of it. They're in a ton of pain.
You know what would be crazy? Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Then to the other girl who's like, that's just, you know, I know she said, I know you're hurting, but this just is not true.
Fuck you, bitch.
And I was like,
you don't know what's true.
You're like, you don't know the half of it.
You know shit.
I was like, you don't know the half of it. I understand that like you've probably heard his side of the story and whatever, and I'm hurting right now and this is how I feel and like maybe my perception is fucked up. Maybe he was just flirting. And I didn't even say that part.
No,
maybe he just
anything.
Wanted the attention and he was never going to move on it. But like, this is how I feel right now. And like, this really isn't helpful. And you don't know the whole story.
No, you
and
don't.
Also, somebody told me at some point, pre us breaking up, but months into it, there have been one of the many incidences that were the snowball of my relationship. And I don't even know if this girl knows that. And it would otherwise be unrelated, but someone casually mentioned years ago that they had hooked up. This girl who's messaging me now.
Oh. So,
and though she, I believe that there's nothing there and whatever, and she actually really liked her in their friendship. What my brain that was currently spiraling didn't need is some girl who sucked his dick telling me I'm wrong about how I'm feeling about my boyfriend who kept trying to get his dick sucked or at least talked about in a text message.
Yeah.
And I'm like texting him. I'm texting them. I was crying so hard. I was hyperventilating. My hands went numb that I couldn't text. And I literally voice memoed. I voice noted Andy. And I was like, I'm really sorry to do this. This is, feels so dramatic. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I just need you to tell your friends that like whatever's going, like, can you just say like, hey guys, bring it to me.
Call them off.
Like don't. just I don't you I literally was like, you can tell them I'm crazy at this point. Just tell them to fucking leave me alone. Yeah. And I was like, look, I'll do my best to like keep it to only very formulated jokes about the situation online and do the rest. I will do my best to not be having these meltdowns, but this is not helping. And I literally almost passed out in my bathroom. And I was like, can you come get the cupcakes? And then we found out no one had gotten to Dulce's party yet. It was 2 hours late. So then Madison, who wasn't going to go because she wasn't feeling good, she's like, I was like, no, she's not there. I'll go. I was like going like, I'll get there. And my hands are literally numb. I'm like, no, I'll pull myself together because I don't want my friend to be alone on our birthday. And then like Madison ends up, she's like, I'll come get you. I don't think you should be driving. Your hands are numb. And then at some point, all of that to say, the meds are clearly wearing off. I'm so sorry. I totally took over the second half. All of that to say, at some point, maybe an hour into us sitting there at her birthday, everyone's hanging out, having our bubbly water and catching up, Madison mentioned something about meds and hey, have you taken your ADHD medicine? Or asked me about her, how it's going, because I've had conversations with her about being on a new one. And that was the moment I was like, oh, I'm unmedicated right now. And I have been for a week. And that's, I think I would have had a problem either way.
Yeah.
But it was this like, you know what? I bet that'll help. And it did.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, let's go. Anyway. Let's get some of those bracelets like that girl was wearing in that video where she takes them off when she like takes
she
her
sent
meds
me a,
in the morning.
A, like a really interesting.
Oh, it's that's
she's
a
got
cool
these
thing.
Like, yeah, the girl has with
it's a
ADHD,
cool system.
Has like these clacky bracelets and each one has a task on it. And then
for
she
like
has
your morning
bracelets.
Routine.
Oh. So every time she completes a task, like one will say meds. And so she'll take off her meds bracelet when she does that.
I want to know.
I like that.
At what point she puts on the bracelets and how often she forgets the bracelets altogether.
I should try to find that and we should reach out to her.
Yeah.
Message
maybe
her.
She has a big poster when she wakes up and it's like, bracelets! And she's like, got it.
Yeah.
If I wait beside her bed.
Because I really appreciated you sending me that. Because there was a part of me that's like, I don't want to have to like, and it's like, well, you do. Do you want to keep forgetting to brush your teeth till
noon?
Thank
you for appreciating it. I've been feeling pretty good about the little things I've been sending you. I've been like,
nice
I bet
things.
She thinks that we think that she's fine now. I don't. Here's a meme about letting go.
And then I do go like, boy, I wonder if I'm doing worse than I think I am, or if Laura thinks I'm doing worse than I think I am, or if everything's bad and I'm just
spiraling. Are you doing fine when you get those?
No, not always. It's always in waves, but they always help. I'm never like, I was doing okay and now.
No, that's what I wouldn't want.
No, I'm fine. But I'm doing good now. Got before 4 days on the meds and I'm like,
I'm still not over the Twitter thing. If someone, you meet them and they're your friend's girlfriend and then they break up, you can just go ahead and unfollow. I just want to go ahead and put that out. Yeah.
I put the tweet and I said, I'm going to deal with my emotions the same way I've always dealt with them, which is at the top of my lungs. And if you don't like what I'm saying, that's okay, but you can go ahead and unfollow. And that's what they were responding to. It was a tweet plus that. I was just basically going, this shit's going to happen. So if you don't like it, just please just go away.
The fact that they hadn't unfollowed you to begin with is a problem. They can suck our asses. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah, we got to go. It got too heavy.
No, I really liked this. I liked that you got that out.
That was good.
Where are we coming up? Let's repeat our dates in case people didn't listen.
It's going to be 3 weeks out. No need to say anything till it's the end of July on.
End of July on. Okay. Tempe. I'm going to be in, I'm going to be in Tempe, Arizona at the Improv the 27th to the 31st. Then I'm going to be in Colorado Springs August 5th, 6th. Then I'm going to be in Toronto August 23rd, 24th, opening for Bill Burr. And you know what? Don't come to that because it's already sold out. But come to my show at the Comedy Bar on the 25th, two shows, 8 and 9:30 p.m. And that's that. And there it is.
You know what? If you want to see Little Bitsy in August, check Mark Maron's website. I'm doing his August dates. I want to say 17th, 18th, 19th, or 18th, 19th, and 20th. If you live in Iowa or Nebraska, or those are the closest cities where he's going on his tour,
you're going to go there.
I'm going to be opening for him. So we're real excited about that.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And I will be at the Comedy Pit in Honolulu, August 25th to 28th. It's whatever that Thursday through Sunday is. So come out. Tell me where to go get healthy, delicious pineapple and other things.
Follow Slavs Pod. Leave us a review. Like and subscribe.
Yes.
And
rate and review.
And don't harass your friends' exes on Twitter.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Let people lose their minds in peace.
Do what you do best. Go suck a dick.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow the podcast at Slavs Pod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Toleb.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.